Start Your Day, The Torah Way, Rabbi Binyamin, Aaron Troy.
Seeing that we are still in the Shiva Yimei Tashlumim to Shavuos, take the schus still to speak about a Shavuos Shaila. It's not about cheesecake. It's something about Kriyas HaTorah, which I think is the bigger chelik of Shavuos than the cheesecake. We all know that on Shavuos, before Kriyas, Thursday Shavuos, before Kriyas HaTorah, we say Akdomas. Now Akdomas seems like a very old minhag. There's really two minhagim where you say Akdomas. There's one minhag that you say Akdomas. You call up the Kohen, you open the Sefer Torah, you show the Kohen where you meant to lane, you close the Sefer Torah, you start Akdomas. There's another minhag, the Kohen makes a bracha, you lane the first posuk in of the Kriya or Bechodesh HaShlishi, and after the first posuk of the Kriya of the first day Shavuos, or Bechodesh HaShlishi, you say Akdomos. That's a very old minhag. Shah Ephraim brings a minhag. Taz says that you shouldn't do that minhag. Oh, it's a hefzik. It's a whole shayla. So if the minhag, feed the minhag to say it, even the one who got the aliyah, he also said it because is a chelik of Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah, they held that Akdomos is a chelik of Kriyas HaTorah. That's the machlokes. And why did you just say it after the first pasuk? So very interesting. Elirabba says that he found in the ksav yoshon noishon, a very old ksav, something was written Beloshon Ashkenaz in German. The whole story why we say Akdomos. And Hiyois, that story happened in the Midbar. So after the first pasuk, which finishes off, Bo Midbar Sinai, we say Akdomos because the story of Akdomos happened in the Midbar. So that's the machlokes where you say Akdomos. Do you say Akdomos after the first pasuk, or do you say Akdomos after you've called up the Kohen and the Kohen's by the Bima, and then you say Akdomos? The Maisa, I think our minig is that you call up the Kohen, and then you start Akdomos. So the Shaila here was, it happened this year Shavuos, they called up the Kohen, and the Kohen said, Baruch Hu Hashem Hamavoyach. The call answered, Baruch Hashem Hamavoyach Leilam Voed. And then the news started. And so the Kohen didn't carry on. The call said Akdomos. And the Kohen as well said Akdomos. And then, once he finished Akdomos, was the Shaila, does the Kohen say Baruch Hu again? Or he just carries on and says the bracha Asher Bracha Bonu. Yeah, very simple shaila. Oh, so now the shaila here is, what is the Baruch Hu that you say before Asher Bracha Abonu, before you get an aliyah, before the Asher Bracha Abonu, you say Baruch Hu. What is this Baruch Hu? So the Makor of the Baruch Hu, when you get an aliyah, Pashas the Gemara, if you learn the Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara says, Ba'aliyah, you mevorach lefneim, mevorach l'achareim. The Gemara says, you make a bracha asher bracha bonu with asher nosan lonu. there's no mention in the Gemara and Megillah of a Baruch Hu. The Makor of a Baruch Hu, the Gaon says, as a Gemara in Brochas, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, as the Gemara says, Raf from Ba Papa, Ikle Beik Nishta, Raf from Ba Papa came to a shul, the Abi Giba, the place was a Giba, come, he stood up, Koro Besafra, and he leaned in the Sefer Torah, V'oma, Baruch Hu Es Hashem. And now here the Gemara Shaila is, he didn't finish off Hamavirach. But we see from this Gemara that when you get an Aliyah, you say, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach. So what is this Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach? What is it? Now, there's another place where we all know that we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach. That's some people say it's after Yishtabach. But it's not really after Yishtabach. It's before the bracha of Yotze Oir, you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach. And the same applies by Mariv. And before you start Hamariv Arovim, you say Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach. Mariv starts with a Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach. Now that Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach, which you say in that Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavirach, that you say before the bracha of Yetzer Oil, or before the bracha of Hamariv Arovim, I'm not so sure if everybody knows this halacha. By Mariv, I think it's more common, the problem. People come into Mariv, and you've just met somebody, so you're middle of talking, and in the meantime, the Chazan says, Baruch Hashem Avoyruch, so you answer, Kedinoi, Baruch Hashem Avoyruch Leilam Voed, but you carry on talking. Now, you're not allowed to carry on, so in Mechaber, it's a Ramah, at the end of Simon Nundalad, the Ramah says that once you've said Baruch Hashem Avoyruch, it's Dinoi Ke'emtze HaPeirik. That means it's just like you're talking in middle of a Brocha. It's just like in middle of the first pasture of Krishna or the bracha of Abba Rabba, you're not allowed to talk. So Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyrach is like Emtza HaPeirik, and you're not allowed to talk there. It's worse than Bein HaProkim. It's Mamish Dinoi Ke Emtza HaPeirik. That means, in other words, what's the difference, the practical nafkamina for us between Emtza HaPeirik and Bein HaProkim? Yeah, the dinim of Pnei Ayira or Sholem is not negeir for us. What is negeir for us? It's negeir for us if you hear Omein from a different brocha. If Bein HaProkim, that means, let's say, between Yotzeh Ma'orois and Avo Rabo, if you hear somebody making a bracha on Tfilin or any Birchas Hashacha, you'll answer Omein on it. But if it'll be Be'emta Perik, then you're not allowed to answer Omein on it. So after Baruch Hu of Mariv or after Baruch Hu of Shachris, it's Mamish Gardin of Emta Perik, and you're not allowed to answer Omein. Any dinim of Emta Perik applies after the Baruch Hu. The reason is because when the Chazan says Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavoyrach, it's a call for the Tzibur to say Birchas Yetzer Oir. Or it's a call for the Tzibur to say the Bracha of Ma'ariv Arovim. And once you've been called to do that, so that's already the Tchilas HaBrocha, and Mamela has got a din of Emtza HaPeirik, and you're not allowed to talk after that. Yeah? No, you need to... No, you can't say your own Baruch. It needs to be... When? After davening? That's a machloikas, mechaba, and remor. The mechaba holds you can, and the remor holds that the minig is that you don't. Now, here in Eretz Yisrael, they do it. Hayos is the minig asvardim, so meila they do it in Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz, that wasn't the minig to make a baruchu after Mariv. But it's become, I don't know if it's become the minig, but people have been to Eretz Yisrael and saw the say Baruch Hu. So let's copy. Yeah, but the emes, the Ramah holds that you shouldn't be doing it. But if somebody says it to Gesunte Heit, answer Baruch Hu, yeah, he's done it. Oh, so there's one hechatimtza. Let's say if you're middle of Pesuk de Zimra, and you hear the chazan saying Baruch Hu, or you've got no interest in davening Mariv now, yeah. So then you can answer Baruch Hu, and it's not b'emtza perik. It's a Baruch Hu. You've answered Baruch Hashem and Baruch Leinu Baruch, and I'm finished. Yeah, that's quite simple. Oh, so now the shaila here is the Baruch Hu. Before an aliyah, the brocha v'ashabocha bonu, that Baruch Hu, what is that Baruch Hu? Is that Baruch Hu like, after that Baruch Hu, is it like emtza perik? Or that Baruch Hu is or ben aprokim, or it's like answering a Baruch Hu in the middle of Pesuk de Zimra? What kind of Baruch Hu, what Baruch Hu is that? That is a shayla. And Mamela is negay for our shayla. If you said Agdomos in between Baruch Hu and Ashabach Abonu, do they have to say Baruch Hu again or not? Oh, so this shayla is a greater machlekes achrenim. The Beki Yosef brings down a Truvas base Yehuda. That the Shabbos, there was a chosen in Shul, and the chosen said, Baruch Hashem HaMavoyach, called, answered, Baruch Hashem HaMavoyach Le'Navoyed, and then stood up a python. Yeah, and nowadays we might be called it a Gramen. Yeah, I'm talking about Gramen, a proper piyut, but he made a piyut, L'Chvoyed HaChosen. And after the Baruch Hu, he made a piyut L'Chvoyed HaChosen, and the whole finished with rhymes, and the call answered back. Yeah, it was the whole piyut. So now the shayla does very nice piyut. Yeah, good. But does the chosen have to now say another Baruch Hu or not? Do we say he's been mafsik, say a new Baruch Hu, or we don't? So Tshuvas Beis Yehuda says that the Baruch Hu and the Brocha Asher Bocha Bonu is all one brocha. Just like by Birchas Yitzhoir or Birchas Marvarovim, the Baruch Hu and the Marvarovim is all one brocha. Hu Adin, the same applies that by the brocha of Asher Bocha Bonu and the Baruch Hu before Asher Bocha Bonu, it's all one brocha and it's Be'emtza HaPeirik. And he says, Memele, what is it? It's kilu, you've spoken in middle of a brocha. And if you go and speak in middle of a brocha with the whole piyut, then you'd be mafsik the brocha, you've lost the brocha. And he says, even so, it's divrei shia, and maybe it's shia to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe it's okay. But he says, it's like speaking divrei Torah in middle of a brocha, and a mela, it's a hefsik, and you've lost your brocha.
So what's the hefsik after one pusik you
can do? What this minig is, because once it's been chal, once the brocha has been chal on something, oh no, well, the state in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Mem, the state in Shulchan Aruch, if you. The Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Mem, Sif Base. Ha'omed Likris Batoira, somebody gets the Birech Brocha Shalafanei, makes a Brocha before, the Korah mixes Psukim, and then he leaned a bit, or Posak Divri Toira or Divri Choyl. Yeah, Loi have a Hefsik, it's not a Hefsik, Ve'ein Oitzorach Lachzoi Ulevorach. Zok the Mishabrura, the ein chilek ben shekora posuk echad oy kam up sukim azoy state in mishbura. Oh right, so now we'll discuss the shaylos. So in Tshuvas Beis Yehuda, the Beki Yosef says that the Baruch Hu and the Brocha Asher Bocha Bonu is all one brocha, And Mamela, if you talk in the middle, it's a hefsik, you start again the Baruch. Oh. But there's other achronim which are chaylik. Now, there's quite a few hechatimtzers that you make another brocha. There's one hechatimtzer is you were shown the wrong place. So you made the brocha and you're shown the wrong place. Yeah, it depends where it is. Yeah, we'll take a case where for sure that you have to make another brocha. Yeah, it was Nosa is usually it's open. Yeah, the Nosa b'nei kahos and b'nei geshen is usually on the same omud. Yeah, it's usually you don't have a shaila to it. Yeah, but Amol you can have a shaila chais chanika. You meant to lay in chais yoim hashmini and it's open to chais yoim harishon. Let's say, yeah. By Thomas, you mean? By Thomas. Yeah, by Thomas. Yeah, we'll get the hechatimtza that you have to make another brocha. Or the normal hechatimtza, there's another hechatimtza. You spoke, you made the brocha asher bocha bonu, and then you spoke after the brocha. So then the halacha is, you have to make a new brocha. Do you have to say another baruch hu? So we've got two cases. One case is you were shown the wrong place. So you have to make another brocha. A second case is if you spoke between the brocha and the lining. And the third case, when it's nishtatik, Rahman al-Islam, the person who had the aliyah, in middle of the aliyah, he lost his koyach hadibur, and he can't speak anymore. So then you ask somebody else to come up, and that one starts from the beginning of the aliyah again. That's the third case that you make another bracha. The fourth case, when somebody got an aliyah, and he only leaned for him two psukim. Ches Rosh Chodesh, he got mixed up there, and he only leaned him v'idab Hashem, and only the first two psukim. And so then the halacha is, if he leaned two psukim, and he made a brocha afterwards, he has to start again and make another brocha. And there's a fourth case. There's Kohen wasn't in shul, so they called up a Yisroel, and now, just after the Yisroel said, Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach, in walked the Kohen. Or, the Kohen walks in after he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. So it depends. So in Shulchan Aruch says it depends. If he walks in after the Yisroel said, ready, Baruch Atah Hashem, then the Yisroel carries on. If after the Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorach, the Yisroel goes, tell him to step to the side, wait for your turn. Yeah, he'll get the next aliyah available, a shlishi, and the kohen makes a brocha. So in all these cases, do you say another baruch hu or not? Yeah, so we've got five cases. Yeah, if shown a wrong place, he talked, nishtatik, and he leaned to psukim, and he called up a Yisroel instead of a kohen. So five cases. Do you say again a baruch hu or not? So if you'd ask l'chayra the Beis Yehuda, he'll tell you, of course, you'll have to say a new baruch hu. Yeah, the first brocha is not a brocha. You'll say a new baruch hu. Now there is an Eli Rabba at the beginning of Simon Kuf Mem, and a Derech Chaim. Derech Chaim goes through. There used to be a Derech Chaim. I think it still is a Derech Chaim Siddur, which had all the halachas which were Nageh and the Maisa B'Shas Davening. Yeah, the Rabbonim used to have it in their shtenders, yeah, the thick siddur. Yeah, so any shaila which happened, the Kriyas HaTorah and in the middle of davening, the Rabbonim knew that they'll find the answer there. The Derech HaChaim was made by the Nesivos. So the Derech HaChaim says on two cases, the Derech HaChaim says that you say Baruch Hu again. On two cases, the Derech HaChaim says you don't say Baruch Hu again. Now, one case the Derech HaChaim says you don't say Baruch Hu again is you showed him the wrong place, and now he has to say a bracha again. He says you don't say Baruch Hu again. Another case, says the Derech HaChaim, if he spoke between the Aliyah and the bracha, then you don't say Baruch Hu again. So the Derech HaChaim is clear that the Baruch Hu that you're saying on Kriyas HaTorah is not like the Baruch Hu that you're saying before Yotze Oir and Amar Evarovim, that it's a Hakdoma to the Brocha of Asher Bocha Bonu. I mean, it's there, by Yotze Oir, it's Kilu telling the Tzibo, please say Yotze Oir, please say Amar Evarovim, Baruch Hu with Yotze Oir, Baruch Hu Hashem with Amar Evarovim. Here, it's before Yelein, is the Akdoma to Kriyas HaTorah, is before we start Kriyas HaTorah, is Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavoyroch. It's Be'etzem a Brocha by itself. Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavoyroch before we start Kriyas HaTorah. So Memeila Zokta Derech HaChaim, that even if I spoke between the Brocha and Kriyas HaTorah, it's no problem. It's a problem for the Brocha of Asher Bocha Bonu, because that's a Brocha on the Kriyas HaTorah. But the Baruch Hu is like is a Hakdoma. It's not an actual Brocha to Kriyas HaTorah. And Memeila, I don't have to make another Baruch Hu. And the same applies, says, if I was shown the wrong place. I've said a Baruch Hu before Kriyas HaTorah. So if I've said a Baruch Hu, so we'll soon find the right place and we'll make Asher Bocha Bonu. But the Baruch Hu before Kriyas HaTorah has been said. But Zok the Derech HaChaim, if there was no Kohen in Shul, and in walked the Kohen after the Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavoyroch, Zok the Derech HaChaim, then you have to make a new Baruch Hu. The Kohen.
When Yisrael can keep his for later on.
And no, that'll be a different Aliyah already.
He won't be able
to keep it. Every Aliyah needs its own Baruch Hu, because this is a new Aschol HaSakriya. For each Aliyah, he'll have to have a new one. So the Kohen walks in after the Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavoyroch. The Kohen says a new Baruch Hu. So the Pshat Pashtus in the Derech HaChaim is, Al Bishleima, if it's the same Oila, then it's the same Oila. So he said the Naliyah Baruch Hu for this Kriya, and now we're saying we'll somehow or other get to the Kriya. I haven't been Masiach Das from the Kriya. We'll get to the Kriya. We'll find the right place. We'll make a new Brocha. We'll get to the Kriya. Masha'in Kane is a totally different person, so then I haven't made the Baruch Hu for the Kriyas HaTorah, so Mamela will have to say a new Baruch Hu. Now, there's another case where the Derech HaChaim says you have to make a new Baruch Hu, in the case where you're laying two psukim, and then he said the Brocha Asher Nosan Lonu, and then we have to start again. So Zok the Derech HaChaim, you have to say a new Baruch Hu. Now the reason for that is also because once you've said Asher Nosan Lonu, so you've been Masiach Das from that Aliyah, and it's a totally new Aliyah. So Mamela, you have to say a new Brocha, a new Baruch Hu. So if you talked or you've shown the wrong place, you don't make a new Baruch Hu. If a Kohen walks in, or you've lain two psukim, then you do make a new Baruch Hu, because it's a new Aliyah, or it's a new person, so Mela he's getting the Aliyah now, so Mela he makes a new Baruch Hu. Now there's one case which the Derech HaChaim does not speak about, and that is a case where nishtatik. Now the person who got to the Aliyah, he lost his koyach hadibul, and he won't be able to say the brocha after the kriya. So now you call up somebody else, and that somebody else has to make a brocha lefonov, because the brocha which the previous oiler made, it can't help for the next person. But does he make a baruchu or not? That is the shaila. Not the Derech HaChaim does not speak about. So, it's a different person. So the chayyur is a different person. He should be saying a baruchu. So here's the Mishnah Berurah. A Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Mem, Sif Katan Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Achronim, and in the Sharatzin he says that the Achronim are the Prima Godim and the Derech HaChaim. Yeah, it seemed like the Mishnah Berurah seemed like understood from a Derech HaChaim that the halacha by Nishtatik, when he lost his Koyach HaDibur, will also apply that he does not have to say another Baruch Hu. So we've got the cases. If he's talked, if he's shown the wrong place, if he lost his Koyach HaDibur Nishtatik, you don't say a new Baruch Hu. Mash Enkein, a Kohen walks in, or a Lein to Psukim, then you do say a new Baruch Hu. Now the question here is, as in Lefida Mishnah Berurah, which the Mishnah Berurah says, that even if it's a new Oiler, you don't have to say a new Baruch Hu, but the case where he's Nishtatik, he loses his Koyach HaDibur, so what is the difference, Lefida Mishnah Berurah, when a Kohen walks in, or when the first Euler wasn't possible to say the Brocha after the Aliyah? What is the difference? So the Choyre, Lefida Mishnah Berurah, the difference is, as if he lost his Koyach HaDibur, Be'etzem, he was the right person to get this Aliyah. B'Shas Maisa, when he said a Baruch Hu, he was the right person. Later, Oynes happened, he can't say the Brochas anymore. Masha'enken, when you're calling up a Yisroel, B'mokim Koyen, when the Koyen walks in, it is now a Gloy Milsa, everybody can see that he was the wrong Oyler. It wasn't his place to be saying the Baruch Hu over here. So if that wasn't his place to say the Baruch Hu, so Mamela, the Koyen has to say again a new Baruch Hu. What? Yeah, but the tzibur, l'choyre had been yotze the baruch already. The choyre doesn't have to be yotze the baruch. I mean, it could be what you're saying, the koyin should be yotze the baruch. Could be another chilek. It could be the koyin needs it. Yeah, could be, yeah. Yeah, when we arrived to the Aliyah, we realized that he shouldn't, that the Yisroel, it wasn't the Yisroel's Aliyah at all. By Nishtatik, it was his Aliyah. Later something happened. But here, really the Yisroel, that's not his Aliyah. If there's no Kohen, then you're there. But once there is a Kohen there, then you're... This wasn't really the Aliyah of the Yisroel. It's only the Aliyah of the Yisroel when there's no Kohen. But there is a Kohen for the Aliyah. So now, when we get to the Aliyah, we see that there is a Kohen here. So now, Kumtchoy Sazoy, that the fee Derech HaChaim and the Mishnah Berurah, that the Baruch Hu is not part of the Brocha. Asher is not part of the brocha of Asher Bocha Bono. It's a separate thing. Mashenkin, the Fida Beit Yehuda, is part of the brocha. So now the Fida Mishnah Berurah and the Derech HaChaim, that if the Kohen said the brocha, a Baruch Hu, before the Akdomas, and then he said the Akdomas, now if you make a big hefsik, a total hefsik, and it's kilu the Baruch Hu, it's got no shaykhus not to create a Torah, then you're saying Baruch Hu again. But here Akdomas, the Akdomas Milin is saying that it is an Hakdoma to create a Torah. And now more than that, the Shara Ephraim says that when the Kohen gets an aliyah on Shavuos morning, you have to show him the place in the Sefer Torah before the Akdamas, and after the Akdamas you don't show him. Yeah? Why? Because the reason is that the Akdamas, we're showing that we're starting Kriyas HaTorah. I've showed you the place, and we're starting Kriyas HaTorah really, but we're just making a Akdamah to Kriyas HaTorah. So if we're just making a Hakdama to Kriyas HaTorah, so this is Be'etzem, it's got a Shaychus to Kriyas HaTorah, it's not a Hefzik, a Hesek Hadas. So according to the Chaim and Mishabura, they don't have to say another Baruch Hu, and according to the Beis Yehuda, L'Chorah, they should be saying another Baruch Hu.